This was a true monstrous enemy of humanity, Lindsey Graham. He openly declared that killing Russians was one of the best investments the American people could make, one of the most profitable investments imaginable. For this, Russia officially recognized him as a terrorist and an extremist. But I want to draw attention to the symbolism of his death, a man who was simultaneously a Zionist, a Russophobe, an extremist, and a terrorist, a classic warmonger, an instigator of wars, a supporter of genocide, someone who suggested dropping a nuclear bomb on Gaza, an aggressive, perverted madman. He literally embodied everything we despise and hate about the modern West, the worst of the worst. The fact is, in his final video, he stood in Kiev holding a drone loaded with explosives and said straight to the camera, "Right now, this is all going to fly into Russia, and Russians will die, Russian children, Russian women, Russian elderly." Those were his last public words. He promised Zelensky, another terrorist and extremist, that he would ram new sanctions through Congress, that together with Blumenthal, he would designate Russia a state sponsor of terrorism and unleash other punishments upon us. In other words, he died literally in the middle of yet another monstrous speech against Russia. And immediately after his return to the United States, Russian missiles destroyed the facilities in Kiev where drones were being assembled, including the Flamingo, along with other dangerous weapon systems. So it turns out the American senator stood there threatening Russia, and the moment he left, that production was wiped out. Not a single Ukrainian air defense system could prevent it. Now, there is neither the factory nor Lindsey Graham. From a symbolic standpoint, the entire story with Lindsey Graham is an undeniable information victory for Russia, Iran, and China. The stupidest thing we could do right now is start saying, yes, of course, he went too far sometimes, but we express our condolences. Absolutely not. There are constantly trying to mock and humiliate Russia through similar information campaigns. The most correct symbolic position in this situation is simple: a dog's death for a dog. When your open enemy, a vile creature who hates you, dies, is that really a reason for sadness? I am not calling for crude gloating, but this is an element of information warfare. And in this game, you can only play it two ways.